Jesus be the glory. And God's people said, Amen. We celebrated Easter, all of us, yesterday. Next Sunday is actually Easter for the Eastern churches. So there's going to be another Easter next week for many, many people around the world. And today I want to teach on the glory of the resurrection. I want to show you what the Bible says about the resurrection of the Lord. There'll be a beautiful teaching today that I'm going to continue tomorrow. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for what you are going to show us from your word. To you belongs the glory. To you belongs the majesty. To you, dear Jesus, belongs the praise, the honor, the dominion, and authority forever. And God's people said, Amen. All right, now, thank you for joining me again, and thank you for being my wonderful partner and friend. I have a lot to share with you, so I'm not going to say my hellos like I do usually. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15. I want to begin reading at verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Just before I continue reading, I'm about to show you the most glorious statement made by Paul the Apostle about the resurrection. So let's just listen to what the Word says. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, meaning the Old Testament Scriptures. And that he was seen of Cephas, meaning Peter, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called or worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you, that there is no resurrection of the dead? Because there was a question back then about when did they rise, will they rise? And then Paul says, if there be no resurrection of the dead, loved ones, mom, dads, brothers, sisters, and so on, then is Christ not risen? So if there is no resurrection of the just, the dead, then the Lord is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. And if the dead rise not, then, it says, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you are yet in your sins, and they which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we of all men are most miserable. Then I love verse 20. But now is Christ risen from the dead. He's alive. Hallelujah. And become the first fruits of them that slept. Now, here he declares something so glorious, one of the most amazing, powerful statements in the Bible about the resurrection. And he declares, according to the Scriptures, the Old Covenant Scriptures, that declare clearly that the resurrection of our Master had to happen to fulfill Old Testament Scriptures and to confirm those Scriptures in him, the Messiah. But now let's understand something. This is really important, really important. If we did not have the Old Testament, we would not believe the New. Let's say that there was no Old Covenant. And all we had is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, the epistles and so on. People like me, people like you and others would eventually not believe the gospel. Why? Because there's no foundation. You see, the Old Covenant gives us the foundation. So what Jesus was saying basically, and God was saying to us, he said, I'm going to prove that I'm the Messiah by telling you thousands of years before I show up what is exactly going to happen when I show up. And that's what happened. So without the Old Testament, the New Testament has no grounds to stand on. The Old Covenant, that's why Paul says, according to the Scriptures, according to the Scriptures, the Old Covenant. So we have to know that the Old Testament prophets, all the saints of the Old Covenant, waited for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus in order that the promises to them might be fulfilled. Do you know that God promised Abraham that his son would be raised from the dead, that even Abraham was looking for it? He said, where? I'll show it to you. Let's go to Genesis 17. So even Abraham waited for the resurrection of Jesus. Think about that. That to me is incredible. So Genesis 17 and verse 8. God says to Abraham, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger. Listen, now please hear this. All the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And I will be their God. So God was saying, I'm going to give you, Abraham, the land forever. And I'm going to give it to your seed, Jesus the Christ, forever. Now this is very important. All that Abraham had at the time God said that was enough land to only be buried in. That's all he had, is a grave. He didn't have the land yet. His descendants, the nation of Israel, even to this day don't have all the land God promised them. Because the resurrection of Jesus had to happen, and the second coming has to happen before all that takes place. Meaning, in order for Abraham to have the land forever, there had to be a resurrection. He himself would have to be raised from the dead. How can Abraham have the land forever if he's dead? Therefore, Abraham had to rise from the dead himself to have the land. And his seed, the Messiah, also had to be raised from the dead. So, Abraham knew that there could be no land given to him without the resurrection of the Messiah, his seed. And then he would be raised from the dead himself. So, you think about this amazing promise. He says, I will give you and your seed all the land from Egypt to the Euphrates, all the land, which they've never received, by the way, for an everlasting possession, forever. Well, how could that be if Jesus is not raised from the dead? How could it be that Abraham would have it if he's not alive to himself? Now, even Job was looking for the resurrection of Jesus in the Old Covenant. These are amazing scriptures that I'm giving you. In Job 19, this is one of the most favorite portions. I love this. For I know, this is verse 25, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Wow. Job declares that his resurrection is based on the resurrection of the one he calls my Redeemer. And the very fact he called Jesus my Redeemer speaks of death and resurrection. Meaning that the Son of God had to become flesh, die, and rise again. Otherwise, you would not call him Redeemer. He said, my Redeemer lives. Meaning he died and he's alive. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that he will stand at the latter day upon the earth. And then he says this, and though after my skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Wow. So he was looking for his own resurrection. But when he said, my Redeemer lives, well, a Redeemer cannot be a Redeemer unless he becomes flesh to be a Redeemer. Meaning he had to die. But then he said, he lives. He's alive. He rose from the dead. And though myself, even though my skin will be eaten by worms when they bury my body, yet in my flesh, in this body, I will see God, meaning I will rise from the dead. When I go to cemeteries sometimes, you know, and I've been there, I think, oh, what this place will be like on Resurrection Day. Whom I shall see for myself, verse 27, and my eye shall behold, and not another. Though my, listen to this is so powerful. Though my reins be consumed within me. You know what my reins means? It means the depth of my heart be consumed. So even though everything is gone, physically speaking, I'm going to be raised, and in my flesh I'm going to see him. And I'm going to see him for myself. Ha ha. Not someone else will see him for me. The resurrection of Jesus, without it, there is no Bible. There is no life. There is no eternity. There's no salvation. And I can say more. But the resurrection of Jesus, that's our foundation for our faith. That's why Paul said, if we didn't believe it, we are of all people most miserable. So, Isaiah the prophet saw the resurrection of Jesus. And he spoke of it. He spoke of it in the book of Isaiah chapter 26. When he talked about the resurrection of the Lord himself, he said, thy dead men shall live, Isaiah 26:19. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body shall they arise. So the dead will arise when I arise. He's speaking prophetically by the Holy Spirit about the Lord's body. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. Awake and sing, you who were dead and became dust. So, do you know that when the saints will rise from the dead, they can all be singing while rising? Your mom, your dad, your family, your loved ones who have passed, when they rise that morning, they'll be singing on the way. Hallelujah. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Why? Because of his resurrection. It says, thy dead men will live, because they're going to live with my dead body, will they arise with me. Now, one of the most glorious ones is Hosea. Oh, this is one that makes me want to shout. And I'm telling you something. If I shout, please let me. Now watch Hosea 6 here, verse 1, 2, and 3, and then there I'm going to read also Hosea 13. Come, let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. That is a blessed prophecy about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and the resurrection of the old covenant saints. Because it says, on the third day, we will rise with him. He will raise us up and we shall live in his sight. That's also a proclamation of his resurrection. We will live in his sight on the third day. And then, oh, this is glorious. That's why Paul said, you know, earlier, according to the scriptures, the old covenant, Hosea 13, 14, look what it says. Hallelujah. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. You know what this is saying to me? You see, he destroyed death by dying. He destroyed death by death. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I'm going to destroy you, grave. How? By dying. You see, he is life. And when Jesus, who is life, gave up that life for us, he destroyed death at that moment. Because how can death hold life? How can the grave hold the one holding it? Thank you, Jesus. Because it says he holds all things by the word of his power. So how can the grave hold the one that's holding the grave? So when Jesus was buried, he destroyed the grave. I give you praise, Lord. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes, meaning I'm not going to change my mind. Now, the Holy Spirit showed us clearly from David's writings, from the Psalms, that the resurrection is a must for you and I to be redeemed. You and I could not get saved. Imposible, you know, as they say in Spanish. Let's look at two blessed portions and then I'm going to continue tomorrow. This is again what Paul meant according to the scriptures. Here they are. Psalm 16 verse 8 through 11. I have set the Lord always before me because he's at my right hand. I will not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad. My glory rejoices, meaning my soul. My flesh shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. That's the resurrection of Jesus. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So I have set the Lord always before me. He's at my right hand. I'm not going to be moved or shaken. My heart is glad. My soul is rejoicing because my flesh, when it dies, will rest in hope. Why? Because he will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will he allow my flesh to see corruption. You will show me the path of life, resurrection. In your presence is fullness of joy. And then, same book, the Psalms. Chapter 71. And there's so many more. I mean, I'm only giving you a few of the scriptures about the resurrection of the Lord. This is Psalm 71, verse 20, 21. Thou which has showed me great and sore trouble, shall quicken me again, and shall bring me up again from the depth of the earth. Isn't that an amazing scripture? Chad, don't you love it? You have showed me great and sore troubles. That's the cross. But you're going to quicken me again, resurrection. And you're going to bring me up from the depth of the earth. Wow. Thou shalt increase my greatness, the ascension here now, and comfort me on every side. When you talk about the resurrection of the Lord, wow. What did Jesus say in John? He said, because I live, you will live also. Without the resurrection, you and I cannot know the Lord. We cannot be saved. We can't walk with Him. We cannot live victoriously. Yes, He's risen. And He's risen indeed. And He will return one glorious day soon. We will behold the blessed King in all His beauty one day. This morning I was reading Isaiah. You know, I'm in the book of Isaiah. I was so blessed beyond words. I was reading, you know, I began, in fact, this morning with Isaiah 52, and I just kept going. So much in that book. Not only about the death of the Lord, but also His resurrection. You know, I don't have time to give you every scripture. But saints, that's our living hope. That's our faith. Yes, Jesus is coming. Get ready for His return. Come, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your word. I pray You'll bless Your wonderful people. I pray You'll strengthen their faith. I pray You'll give them a new anointing, Lord, that they will rise to a higher place. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I give You the glory. I'm sharing this with you too because there's an attack already that has begun against this truth. I just read it on CBN News. I've been saying it for months that there's coming an attack against the truth of the resurrection of Jesus. And 3 days ago, I'm reading an article on CBN News, on the app they have, which is wonderful, by the way, to follow. You know, CBN is Pat Robertson. And they were talking about how now there is an attack, basically, against the resurrection. But you know what? That's just the devil. You know, when the church was born years ago, in the early church, right after the church was born, there was a heresy called Arianism, declaring Jesus is not divine. Well, the church is still here. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. So the devil always tries and fails. But I want you to be aware of it and to know the word of God, which will keep you strong in the faith. Now, let's pray that God will bless you financially also, and bless your future and protect you from harm and meet every need in your life. Lord, I thank You on this blessed Monday that You'll bless Your people greatly. You'll increase them on every side. You'll bless the work of their hands, that everything they touch will multiply and prosper. Meet every other need in their life, whether it be spiritual or emotional or physical. Meet every need today, Lord. And my Lord, strengthen them in the inner man in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, it's time to give to the Lord's work. You have the address right there for you on the platform you're watching me on. Just sow your seed today in faith believing to Benny Hinn Ministries. Help me keep doing what I'm doing here and around the world. You know, I've been on live almost, goodness, over a year now. We began last March. Every day I'm coming to you. and I want to continue doing it. And now we have our Bible school, BHI, and we have regular healing services online. And now we're slowly going to start doing healing services that with people there. So that's all coming soon because of the changes, the good changes happening out there. So keep sowing seed and watch what God will do with it to bless you. And your future is bright. Don't ever forget that. Your tomorrow is brighter than your yesterday. Amen and amen. All right. I'll see you again tomorrow for the completion of this teaching because I'm not done yet. There's a lot more I have not shared with you from the Old and New Testament. Bless you. Shalom.